dramatically improved our communication with the people of Canberra. I'll begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we're gathered, the Ngunnawal people, and to pay my respects to elders past and present. I think I'll begin with a few pretty frank statements that may or may not shock some people in the room. I hate journalists. I'm over dealing with mainstream media as a form of communication with the people of Canberra. What passes for a daily newspaper in this city is a joke, and it will be only a matter of years before it closes down. So they're very clear to me that government needs to be able to communicate more directly with Canberrans through a diverse range of channels and reflecting the different consumer habits of our very diverse city. Canberrans are young. When I came into this place a long time ago, I was the average age, or the same age as the median Canberran. I'm now considerably older than the average Canberran, and most Canberrans do not consume media in the traditional forms. The average age of the viewership of ABC television news in the evening, the 7 p.m. bulletin, is in their mid-60s now. The Canberra Times has a circulation of less than 15,000 in the printed edition. Fewer and fewer people are accessing traditional media. Therefore, we need to completely overhaul the way we communicate as a government, and that's exactly what we're doing. And my challenge to everyone in this room is to be at the cutting edge of communication, to put up contentious, risky, and interesting ideas for how we can communicate. Because we're simply not going to be able to reach the growing city that we are without innovation, without creativity. No idea should be too crazy to come up to us. We won't accept every single one of them, but we definitely have to change how we engage. And you would have heard from a number of people who are playing important roles in improving our communications just how much their world has changed and how we need to respond to that. I see this is one of the most significant creative challenges for the communications industry and for government over the next few years. It's an exciting opportunity, though, because it allows more direct engagement with citizens and allows government to hear directly from Canberrans and allows us to respond and communicate directly back to them, not through the filter of journalists, and particularly through the filter of print journalism, which is a dying industry. So from here, I want to see more digital, more video, more creative content, and I want to see that across all ACT government platforms. It is a very clear and deliberate strategy for change. It has the backing of my government, my administration, and if the word of the Chief Minister is anything in this context, let me be absolutely crystal clear about our intention to both resource this and to deliver this change. But it just has to happen, and we're going to make it happen. And I think you can all play a fantastic part in contributing to that challenge and to delivering a more effective engagement from this government with our community. I'm certain the appetite is there from the community to be engaged in different ways, and I hear it loud and clear as I move around this community, they want that deeper engagement, properly framed, well understood, and with a very clear outcome in mind. We've won two elections on some very contentious issues in this city, but it is clear from those two elections the community has made up its mind on the direction or policy, and we're here to implement them. We're also here to communicate that. And that is really the KPI for all of the comms team within government and all of our partners in delivering those outcomes. The agenda's clear, the will and intent to deliver it is clear, the Territory's fiscal position is improving rapidly, we've got the fastest growing economy in Australia, rapid population growth, but with that come all of those challenges of a growing city. And it's a wonderful time to be a Canberran. We are more nationally and internationally engaged and connected than we have ever been in our city's history. And for the first time in a long time, national and international focus is on this city so many different areas of public policy development, infrastructure investment, and our capacity to innovate as a government. We are the only government in this country that combines state and local functions, and we are the national capital. We can demonstrate leadership. We want to do that in policy, we want to do that in service delivery, we also want to do that in communication and engagement with our citizens. That's the challenge. That's the task I've set for everyone within the communications area of government. I've been blunt and frank with that this team as I have been this morning. But it is absolutely clear to me that that is the way forward and that's the path that we're going to be pursuing over the next few years. So I hope you can be part of that journey with us. I look forward to seeing some of the most innovative and creative ideas for government campaigns that can come forward over the next few years. Let's completely sweep aside the reputation that Canberra has for being bureaucratic and dull. Let's move beyond that and let's show leadership in government campaigns as well. That's a great opportunity. I look forward to working